flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. NFC Championship Week here on the show. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? Yes or no? What do you think the response is?
This is a tricky one. Because it's not just about how I feel, but how does the majority of the fans feel?
Yeah. I would say this before you get the answer. The percentage surprised me a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not going to say why, but right. It surprised me a little bit.
I'm going to go with slightly it doesn't bother the majority of people. So I'll go with 61%.
Say no.
Say no.
See, we thought about it differently. So it is 66% say yes, it bothers them.
Ooh.
But I was expecting, maybe it's because I'm so buried in Sixersville for part of my life, I was expecting 90-10, it bothers me. That's what I was expecting.
Right.
This
You're
week.
Expecting it to be way higher.
And okay. You know the mistake I keep making? And I saw this a good amount on Twitter too. Does it bother you that he owns the Sixers?
Well, yeah, that is it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that probably bothers people more than anything. Yeah, I mean, listen, I guess the fact he does own the Sixers and he's trying to stop us from going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And now I actually feel a kinship now to Flyers fans, because I remember Flyers fans got all mad when they bought the Devils. I was like, what do I care? It doesn't matter. Ha, 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 ha. I like the Devils now. Ha, ha, ha. Now it's really bothering. Yeah,
now he's in our way.
Yeah, and does
he ever sell the Sixers?
So I think eventually,
right.
But they weren't going to sell it until they got a building.
So right.
Because
right.
that will truly
sure.
change.
Yep.
But in a lot of ways, I think, you know, these guys, they own it for the value, but they also own it for the bragging rights. I think like they could buy any business and make money at this point.
They own three teams.
Right.
That's pretty big bragging rights.
I think it's less. And when you own more than one team, you can leverage. I don't know if you remember this. In the beginning, they started sending Sixers ticket buyers and season ticket holders like Devils ticket offers.
No.
Yeah, way back. And everyone was like, what is this? And I think they're smarter about it. They would never do something like that now. Right. But from a finance standpoint, they that's a lot of information they have on a lot of sports fans that they can leverage into other stuff. And by the way, as far as like, I know people are going to say it bothers them that he owns the Sixers. All I'd say from an ownership standpoint is be careful what you wish for in that way. We've had, you know, Comcast Spectacles, good owner of the Flyers. They were a bad owner of the Sixers.
Right.
They didn't care at all. They had a tiny little locker room.
Right.
There was never any money invested into it. I don't think he's the best owner in the NBA, but he is far from the worst owner in the NBA. So as a Sixers owner, I really don't think he's been that bad, but I understand the anger because of where the team is.
To not get caught up in the weeds, and we can actually move on eventually. I'm just wondering how attractive it is to own an NBA team. In other words, who's out there looking to get into the NBA business?
Well, at this point, Not many.
Right.
Because when they bought it, think about this. When they bought the Sixers for like $250 million.
I thought it was $168. It's $250?
$250 million, and it's now worth conservatively $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
The problem now with those franchises is that like they're too much money. It's hard to find buyers that can raise that much money, you know, unless you're talking about selling them to Saudi Arabia or
right.
something. And they may be at... They're worried that they're at the peak of their value because they're never going to get another giant TV deal. The local TV deals are not as good as they used to be because all those stations are going. So
sure.
I don't know how attractive it is at this price
right.
point.
NFL
actually.
Is number one, right, that you want to own, of course.
Yes.
Is MLB 2 and then NBA? Just the franchises that you would want to own?
I think certain baseball teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would think the Phillies. Would you? I mean, like, this is a market where...
Yeah, I think they generate around $450 to $500 million a year.
Well, the thing about owning a baseball team is you have 162 opportunities to make money as opposed to 81 opportunities to make money with a basketball team. So there's more games, there's more time. But there's also more nonsense.
Yeah,
there's more operational stuff. So, but I don't know what... I would imagine that the average NBA team... is probably worth about as much as the average MLB team. That would be my guess, right around the same. I think the top franchises outside of NFL teams are like Yankees, Dodgers, but also Lakers, Celtics,
Knicks.
That sort of thing. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? Frank in Northeast Philly, you're on WIP.
What's up, Spike, Ike, and the guy who tried to take credit for single-handedly causing Trey Turner standing ovation?
By myself, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. Listen, I'm a listener. I don't call too often, but the whole Josh Harris situation, man, I was saying to your producer, first of all, like what you guys said, most of the owners in this city that we know, they were like a part of the city, you know what I mean? Like Ed Snyder, Middleton's doing it now, Jeffrey Lurie, you know what I mean? This
mm-hmm.
guy's just like... You know, we're just another one of his commodities, I feel like, you know, and on top of it, I was saying to your producer, he might have one of the top five most slappable faces I've ever seen.
Now, we don't encourage that.
It's going to be awesome.
Except when it's Elliot.
We don't encourage.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're saying theoretically.
Well, he's not going to get close enough to Josh Harris.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure because he'll be at the link on Sunday.
Could you imagine a fisticuffs?
No.
Like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We're stopping it right there.
I see PD's plank took over there. Yep.
Yep.
First thing, if he caught a snowball to the head.
No.
Terrible idea.
Not go on the sideline then.
Yeah. Somebody's bringing in snowballs. Can you imagine somebody trying to sneak in a bag of snowballs? It's like, what? What
well, is you can buy it from the Eagles.
Say, are we selling snow or giving away snow?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Frank, give us, for next question today, give us your favorite trash TV show.
All right. For me personally, and I don't know why, I've just been enamored with the show from the beginning, is you know that show Gold Rush on Discovery Channel?
I've never seen it. What's it about?
Gold Rush, yeah.
So it's all these guys that are up in like the Yukon and, you know, they're all on like the, you know, the mission for fortune. They're all mining for gold, you know, and they're all, you know, some of them hit it big, some of them don't, but it's just like,
so it's a reality show. It is a reality show.
Yeah, reality show. But I mean, I've marathoned it many a times, you know what I mean? And the guys are characters. They're all maniacs.
All right. Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
All right. Thanks, Frank. So as Ike and Jack mentioned there, and I see this is on Elliot's Twitter, the Eagles are selling the snow from the playoff win. The quote, the snow will be shipped using dry ice to maintain its natural state during transit. Purchasers are then encouraged to keep the container frozen to further preserve and maintain the snow's authentic state. The container of the snow will cost $50 for the 50 points scored in the game. I think there are only 100 of them. That's what most said. So the container looks like an ice cream container.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
exactly what I thought it was.
How long is it going to stay like snow?
So here's my idea, right? If you buy the snow, the Eagles win on Sunday. You have a Super Bowl party. You make frozen drinks with the snow from the playoff win. You keep the container, whatever. What you really want is the container.
Sure.
Do you care that the snow is dirty? I don't care that the snow is dirty. Like, let me have the essence of that wind coursing through my body.
Is this the snow from the field?
It's the snow from the link.
Yeah, from the link.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
I know.
There's snow in the stands.
Yeah, I know.
Then there's the snow that the players are running on.
But we need confirmation.
I didn't know if Saquon Barkley stepped on that
right,
snow.
Right, you don't know if there's grass in this snow or not.
What if it showed up and there's a little bit of yellow in it?
Dude.
It's my pee in it.
That's natural. I know. That's nature. You're not going to taste it with the margarita mix and the tequila.
Oh, my God. Dude.
I think this is maybe jumping the shark if you can sell anything. I mean, I know it's
well,
football.
They're going to sell all
they're gonna
of them.
They're going to sell out. They're going to sell out. It's just like, it's insane. It kind of feels like a loss. I'm being honest. This makes me worried about Sunday.
Well, do you remember when the Marlins, because the Roy Halladay perfect game was in Miami, right?
Yes.
They sold unsold tickets to the game.
They did.
So I actually bought a couple of those tickets for my father-in-law for, I think it was for Christmas.
For keepsakes.
Yeah, keepsake. Yeah. But the ticket was never used. Nobody even had the ticket. So they could have printed 6 trillion of them. It didn't matter.
That's not snow.
Yes.
This is going to melt.
Well, not if you put it in the freezer. Just keep it in the freezer. It's a keepsake. No,
my only thing is,
yeah.
What are you actually going to do with it?
I'm gonna make a drink with it at the Super Bowl party. But my Super Bowl party that I've never had a party in my, I have one party in my whole life. Nobody's even been in my house except for our dog. So I'll feed it to Rebel and Scotchy. They'll eat it.
Yep, Marty likes snow. He does. He likes to eat snow.
Yeah. So, and they don't even care if it's yellow. In fact, they like that.
They like it yellow. Yeah. You're right.
$50. Is that what Moshe said?
Yeah. $50.
Oh, that is awesome.
It's unbelievable.
That is awesome.
$50 for the 50-point score.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on the snow.
No, you don't want it?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
We will get to what Shannon Sharp said about the Eagles. Mm. You know, we have a big game on Sunday.
Big.
And sometimes, you know, when you have a big game, you want to be at peak performance.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, we all know the athletes involved in that game are going to do whatever it takes to be at peak performance. Mm-hmm. When you're at peak performance in the bedroom, you need a little help. Blue Chew.
And they're not allowed to use enhancers.
No, but you are.
Yes. You're not drug testing.
No. Mm. No. And you don't have to cycle on Blue Chew. No. On your, you know, you're eating dinner. You know it's time. You turn around, and it's not a pill, so you don't have to. It's not a swallow pill; it's a chewable. Mm. You turn around, you're like, I'm gonna have one of these, and be ready, and you're ready. Mm. Blue Chew, it is the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin in chewable form, fraction of the cost, made here in the USA.
Best part.
Did you know that, Ike? Did you know that, John?
U.S. of A.
Yeah.
And the good part of that. Is because they, you know, they're made in the USA. They prepare it, they ship it, so it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. Comes in I always forget this word. The package.
Discreet package. Hard envelope. Yep.
Hard envelope.
Everything about them's hard.
Discreet package.
Yep.
There's no shame in wanting to be at peak performance.
Mm-mm.
Tell me.
Your lady's not going to care. She'll be happy that you are at peak performance.
And you got to take your mind off the game. You know, like
all you're
thinking about is Sunday.
All you're thinking about is Sunday. You can get your mind on
Sunday. Taking everybody to Pound Town,
yes,
baby.
Yes, yes.
Took mine for a test drive.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. Everybody's happy. That's all I'm saying.
It's called a big dose of D.
So it's all online, Blue Chew. Online prescription service. No visits to the doctor, which I hate. I hate making. And now with doctor, it can take you 4 months to get a doctor's appointment, not with BlueChew.com. You go there, you meet with a licensed medical professional on air, you fill out the form. No waiting at the pharmacy, like, that could be awkward sometimes, take more time. No. You go online, BlueChew.com, you fill out the form, and the best news, you can try it for free.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this in there, too.
Yes.
You know, some of those pills that you mentioned earlier, sometimes they can have sort of an after effect. You get headaches from it. Or yep. Have you. None of that.
You didn't have any of that?
No, I didn't have any of that. Nope.
Here's what you do.
It's pretty good.
Here's what you do. Great offer. Free. Free first month. Mm. Free first month.
Come on, man.
So is there one chewable in there? All right.
I'm just telling you, after a month.
Yeah.
Man. Everybody's going to be rethinking.
That's right.
There you go. Go to BlueChew.com. Consult with the licensed medical provider. Get your first month free, and then you'll be ready to
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Y'all are nuts.
I like that one.
I didn't even know that was coming.
Yeah, that'll work in a little jingle. Can you play it again?
Stop there.
Just one more.
It's time to chew it and do it.
And a little boing, 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 boing at the end.
What's that for?
I like it.
All right.
It's like a doorstop.
Yes. That's how I've been described.
Not after Blue Chews.
No, the doorstop.
Well, for some people it is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why you need it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that problem.
No.
Now, you're a new man.
Yep. All right. While we're on the topic, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, please get us back to
football. Yes. I'm trying. Shannon Sharp was talking about the Eagles and their pass game, Ike, has not been.
it's been a topic of discussion.
Has
for
not
everyone.
Been particularly impressive, the yes. passing game. And Shannon Sharp was talking about whether they can win a Super Bowl this way. Here's what he said.
Yeah, because you can't stop the run. I remember my first Super Bowl. John L., go back and look at those stats. Well, if you can't stop TD, you can't beat us. I used to tell, it got so bad, Stephen A. and Dio, I used to tell guys, if y'all stop TD, we'll throw the ball. If y'all don't stop him from running, we're not going to throw it. And right now, no one can stop them running the football. That offensive line is doing what they do. They're a dominant offensive line. They're one of the two or three best offensive lines in football. Not only can they pass block, but it's a pleasure. It's a joy for them because they really wanted Saquon to get that record also because they would have been immortalized. They would have been in the record book for immortality. But it didn't happen. But look at these holes that he's running through. Why would I ever want to have Jalen Hurts to drop back and throw the ball when so many things can go wrong? As opposed to just turn around and hand it off to him, and he hit his head on the goalpost from 60 yards. Four TD runs against the Rams covered at least 60 yards, guys. Do you understand how hard that is? This is an NFL team. So, yes, this offense is good enough. You're going to have to make them beat you with their weakness. I believe their weakness is throwing the football. But if you keep playing to their strength, letting them run the football, yes, they can run themselves to a Super Bowl victory. Yes, they can.
What do you think of the comparison to the Terrell Davis, John Elway Broncos?
Yeah.
Different quarterback.
Yep.
Well, that's for sure.
What'd you say?
Different quarterback.
At that stage of his career, maybe it wasn't much different of a quarterback. John Elway was much older.
Right.
Yep. At that time.
Yep.
Very similar to Peyton Manning winning it in his final year.
Yep.
So where they didn't rely necessarily on the passing game with the exception of a couple key throws on third down. And yeah, I believe they can win it. I agree wholeheartedly with Shannon because the team has embraced this identity. If they were reluctantly doing this, then to me that would be different. Because then you would still be calling plays that put yourself in disadvantageous situations. They aren't doing that. They've embraced this. Kellen Moore has sort of embraced it. Jalen isn't fighting it or forcing throws down the field, trying to keep his name in the headlines. They understand this may lead them to a championship, and ultimately they're all going to be known as champions. Doesn't matter how they actually get it. They're all going to be known as champions, and that's what you have to do, and that's what I like about the formula that they have. That's what I like about the makeup of the team, that while we struggle, and I say that collectively as a fan base, not individually, we struggle to embrace this throughout the year. I think a lot of people have come around to accepting it and saying, this is what you go with. And quite frankly, I'm happy. I'm less stressed. Now, obviously, there's going to be moments where you're like, okay, we need to make a play or two here. We need Jalen to make a throw, key third down. To his credit, he's been able to do it late in games. He made two key third down throws last week to AJ.
And a fourth down.
And one of them was a fourth down. One of them was a fourth down. So it's hard to argue against what has been successful for him. And when I look at the rest of the teams, I mean, it really boils down to the Eagles' defense. That's what allows the offense to stick with his identity. It's because of how good the defense is. Because if the defense were a sieve giving up points every drive, then you wouldn't be able to do this, right? You'd be behind the eight ball and you're trying to catch up. But because the defense plays so well and they don't give up a ton of points, it allows the Eagles to stay within what they want to do. It allows Jalen to stay within what he's capable of doing. And it's why this team is where they are. Now, would we like more comfortable wins? Sure we would. But you're in the final four of the NFL. There are no comfortable wins. I mean, to see blowouts is just a rarity. It'd be more of a surprise. This will be a one-possession game. And quite frankly, this is not even a question. It's just a thought that popped in my head. Would I rather have the Eagles' defense on the field late against Jaden Daniels, or do, you know, winning and you have to get a defensive stop to get off the field? Or do I want the Eagles' offense on the field trailing, needing to score?
We want
the Eagles' defense on the field. Or you want the offense. Which one you want? I want the defense.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think I'd rather have the offense on the field.
Mm. I'll take my chances with the defense.
Yeah. I understand.
I trust our defense a lot more. I understand Jayden Daniels and what he's done.
And did us?
Yes.
6 weeks ago.
Yes, and I don't want to tempt faith. I'm with you there. But I also think we want a shot at redemption.
Yes.
The Eagles players also remember what happened late in that game.
And to me, this is the only question left. I admittedly spent weeks and weeks and weeks saying, this isn't going to work, right? Mm-hmm. So now it has a chance to work. I'd be ridiculous
with
to...
two games away.
Yeah, I mean, there's only four teams that can win, and we're one of them. So, yep. And the question for me no longer is... They got to fix the pass game. That ship has sailed for me. There's no fixing of the pass game in the final 3 weeks of the year. There's no playing any differently. Like that, this is now done. I think there are situational questions. Should they throw it here or should they run it here? You could have those questions on should they go for two here? All those things. But we are no longer. And by the way, I wasn't the only person saying they're going to need to be able to throw it better.
Oh, no. There are
a lot of people who are like, this isn't going to work. Shield, we have on every week, has always been said, this isn't going to work. And the Eagles, this is a bigger question than Jalen. This is no longer about Jalen. This is about the defense. This is about the offensive line. It's about the coaching staff. Can they finish what they started the way that they started it, right? Mm-hmm. And they have a chance to do it. And no longer do I want them to work on adjusting it. No longer do I really care. Well, I would love to see, you know, Jalen was passing the ball well early against the Rams. I would love to see it, but I'm no longer saying, hey, this is mandatory. They're going to have to figure out a way to do it. Now it's just they've played this way since the bye week. They've only lost one game that entire time. So now they just have to do it the same way. And now they have to either prove. And the one thing that I think is working in their favor now is that the league this year has changed. It's just not the throwing league that it was 3-4 years ago. It has, because of how teams are playing defense, and I think they've all copied Fangio to an extent, they've made it harder to throw the ball in bigger chunks. So teams are, we've talked a bunch about how there's Josh Jacobs, there's Derrick Henry, there is Saquon. There are a lot of giant rushing seasons this year. So this may be the first year of, going back to maybe how football was 20, 30 years ago until they change a rule and make it easier to throw again. But I think the league is in a place where this is a little more possible than I had believed 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago.
Well, and here's the other thing. You can't just do this with any running back.
Right.
We got somebody special.
Right.
The dude is not just a running back we stuck behind the line. We've had three straight years of Pro Bowl running backs. The other two guys don't look like this, didn't look like this.
Right.
This is why this dude is different.
Yep. And we had the great offensive line then.
Yes, you had a great offensive line each year.
Yep.
This dude is different.
Yep, I agree. All right, coming up next, why don't we see what they're scared of in D.C.?
Oh, in D.C.?
Yeah, Commanders fans. Why don't we find out what B. Mitch thinks of Josh Harris?
Scared and B. Mitch don't go together.
Nah. They're playing the fight song today at practice.
Oh, were they?
The Eagles fight song at practice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay, guys. Brian Mitchell joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.